A new study in the medical journal Pediatrics says parents don't know enough about the herbal remedies they give their children. From member station WGBH in Boston, Madge Kaplan reports.
Americans have been flocking to alternative medicine in droves. In some parts of the country, nearly half the adults use herbal and homeopathic substances and go to see chiropractors and acupuncturists. Researchers say these are the very grown-ups most likely to offer herbal remedies to their children. But studies have suggested only about 10% of kids are given herbal therapies. Dr. Stephen Lansky of Emory University has discovered something quite different. He's just completed a survey of 142 parents and caregivers at the Pediatric Emergency Department run by Emory and Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Almost half the people we interviewed had at one point given their child a herbal or home therapy.
These parents were using herbal remedies to treat their children's colds, minor burns and bruises, to boost immunity and to reduce stress. The top choices were aloe plant juice, echinacea, a mild vegetable oil known as sweet oil, and eucalyptus, followed by teas and elixirs made from ginkgo, ginseng, and golden seal. Lansky says the most troubling aspect of the widespread use he found was the widespread ignorance. Most parents weren't aware that botanicals, as they're sometimes called, can have side effects, some dangerous, especially if combined with prescription medicine.
We did have one child who was an asthmatic who was on a common medication, albuterol, and the parents were also giving this child ephedra, which has made some news recently with regard to some of the ill effects, particularly on the heart and blood pressure that ephedra can have. And the one medication and one herbal or botanical product given together could increase those adverse effects.
One other troubling finding, less than half the families who gave their kids herbal remedies volunteered the information to their doctors. But even when doctors know what remedies children have received, they still need to know more about the alternative therapies themselves, especially if they're safe and effective. And that means more research. The private sector hasn't been motivated to invest. Dr. Sandy Newmark is a pediatrician based at the University of Arizona's program in integrative medicine.
If one manufacturer were to, you know, fund a study and it turned out to be positive, well, there's no particular reason people would have to buy that particular manufacturer's product.
Because no one company can, for example, patent chamomile tea for childhood stomach aches. The National Institutes of Health has allocated $2 million to research the effectiveness of alternative treatments for children. But that's just 2% of the alternative medicine budget at NIH. Still, if the usage that Stephen Lansky found in his small study is confirmed nationwide, there might be new pressure for the government to fund more research on children. Demand is growing. Immigrant families with strong attachments to herbal products are becoming a greater share of pediatric practice. And the campaign to wean doctors and families off antibiotics is also encouraging some researchers to study and recommend herbal alternatives. A case in point, in the same issue of Pediatrics, a new study concludes that herbal eardrops are at least as effective as a prescription anesthetic in stopping earache pain in children. The researchers concede that the passage of time may be the biggest reason kids' ear pain went away, but they believe they've uncovered yet another way to deal with earaches without using antibiotics. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.